Sounded good the first time. Let's do it again.
In 5, 4, 3.
Hello, and welcome to the MCM Podcast. My name is Max, and this is JR, and we are the co-creators of the Instagram page, Monmouth County Memes.
Yeah, and the goal of this podcast is really just to highlight different influencers in the state of New Jersey, whether they be business owners, meme pages, photographers, etc. We really want to get to the heart of what makes each page unique, as well as discuss their social media issues related to each individual's genre. So if you guys like what we're doing, you know, like follow, like, subscribe, and leave comments and let us know who you might want to see on in the future or what kind of questions you might want us to ask. We'd just like to see your feedback.
I mean, do you think we should have like the entire cast of the Jersey Shore on?
All right. I'm not gonna answer that.
Yeah, we will. So today we are happy to say that we get to sit down and talk to the owner of the official account of Overheard New Jersey. Of course, everyone knows that each state and big city are well known for these Overheard accounts, with the LA one having amassed over 1 million followers. His account currently sits a little above 8,000 followers, and I only assume he'd be double that if he was able to post a little bit more, which honestly, we really wish he did, because his stuff is just really hilarious. He has been a friend of the MCM, you know, page since our very beginning, and him, us, and NJ Memes have a close relationship now. You can find him on Instagram at OverheardNJ, so give him a follow if you aren't already. So without further ado, I would like to invite the mastermind behind the account, Mark, to the second ever MCM podcast episode.
Bought a party guest.
Oh, wow.
Is that some high quality H2O?
Yeah.
Definitely. So how are you doing, Mark? What have you been up to?
Doing good, guys. Glad to be on.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, you know, aside from that, Mark, you know, thank you for coming on. I wanted to talk a little bit about our Tommy's Tavern lunch.
Really original. We didn't talk to Colleen about that before.
You know, we definitely didn't. But I was more happy to meet Mark, if you ask me. But, how do you like that place? But, you know, what do you think about us meeting, like, what was that, like 2 months ago?
Just about, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. It was definitely nervous experience at first. I was like, oh my god, are they gonna be serial killers? Not too sure.
I got the mustache, so I could be.
Yeah,
he's got the pedo stash for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Not at that
but
point.
Then again, you know, being 6'3" doesn't really make sense. I mean, mostly everyone is feeling that way towards me.
Yeah, you definitely had to be afraid of Colleen, who's like 5'4".
Yeah. Thought she was going to turn into the Hulk, or maybe. Nah. It was fun. It was interesting. Connecting with you guys, it was good. Something new to do. Like, this is something new. I'm excited to be on. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think, like, funny enough, I was waiting. Like, outside in my car, like, for you guys to be like, I'm here. You know, I thought like Colleen, like someone pulled up next to me, like this girl, like I didn't know what either of you really looked like before, other than like just seeing your Instagrams, but you literally haven't posted your Instagram.
Yeah. I have like 6 pictures on there.
Yeah. So like, I don't know, it could totally change. So like, I was like standing out front, like waiting for her. And I was like looking for like this girl that I thought, like, I was like, dude, she's blonde hair. She's kind of like shorter, and it was easy to spot. Then we went down and sat down. We were there for like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, quite a while.
The guy was like,
yeah, the server was definitely like, are you guys ready to order? All right, you guys ready to leave anytime soon?
Just again, I wasn't there. I wasn't invited.
We made sure of that.
Yeah.
I wanted them to like accept our page. So JR was like at the podcast mark, he was able to come in. You know, one other thing that, you know, we were trying to make plans of going to the official American Dream Mall, you know, in Rutherford, which, you know, 20 years later or something, it's been the biggest meme ever that they finally built it.
Pretty much.
Have you been there yet?
I have not, but I drive past it all the time and I'm just like, I can't believe that monstrosity.
You don't like it?
I don't like the fact that it's going to attract so much more traffic that already is in such a small populated area. It'll probably do well though. It's going to do well. They have an indoor skiing slope.
Yeah, thing.
A water park. I think the malls are going to start opening like soon towards the summer.
So you do see the malls going well, considering the way malls have been on the huge downslope in the past couple of years.
I think the malls in New Jersey alone do pretty well, considering that they're constantly packed. So,
not Monmouth Mall.
Maybe there needs to be a recession soon. Not too sure. I'm not the one to decide that. But yeah, the malls are constantly packed.
Well, you guys have the blue laws in Bergen.
Yeah.
Right. So on Sundays, all that. But I heard like a rumor that they're going to try and keep it open on Sunday. I don't know.
Well, the thing was, is that, well, at least from what I heard, is that Giant Stadium or MetLife Stadium.
No, you can say Giant Stadium because it's not Jet Stadium.
It's not.
It's Giant Stadium.
Okay. Then Giant Stadium. They're allowed to sell merchandise on Sundays for the games. So that was kind of like the loophole that I heard that American Dream is going to try to bypass.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're right next door and they should be able to sell clothes on Sundays as well. So we'll see how that works out.
I'm still down to go. Like, we'll meet there. I mean, Colin's away at school, but we gotta meet you up there.
Because
we've asked you the last two times you've come down here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's only right.
Fair that we'd make the trip.
We'll go skiing.
Yeah, you guys hit some traffic.
I actually have one. I have that every time I've gone to a Giants game since I was a kid, I've seen that slope and always wanted to do it. And I just thought it was never going to be built. So now that it is done, I would totally like to go.
Isn't it like, I heard there's like $20 to park. I heard it's like some stupid number.
I'm not too sure on the parking. I know it's quite a lot though.
I just can't imagine how long does it take to get from the top to the bottom when you're like actually skiing? Like
it's a big slope.
Is it like a
40 degree slope? It's like kind of scary. Like, obviously, it's not, but for like a regular, but like, I'd like to go.
No, definitely.
I haven't skied in a while.
I haven't gone skiing in 10 years, really. Yeah. I haven't gone in 2 years, and I thought that was a long time.
I think my last time was like 5 years ago. I've snowboarded.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, man.
I used to go a lot, and I haven't been in a long time.
I'm
going
to have to take some trips, get my practice up.
Yeah, you got to practice before we get there, because it's going
to
be.
I don't want to embarrass everybody.
So, one of the things we want to know is what made you start your page over here in New Jersey?
I don't know. I'm not really a big social media person, especially on my personal accounts, but I see all these pages, all these meme accounts, and I was like, if they can do it, I could probably do it. Yeah. You know, let's see how it works out. It was more of like a test to see if I could do it, and it kind of worked. It took off. People seemed to like it. And I kind of proved my point that literally anybody could start a page. It doesn't take that much.
That's true. I mean, look at this guy. He's wearing his Beats that are like 15 years old, falling apart.
I got the mustache going too. Come on, man. Anyone can do this.
Where's the Italian horn? He thinks he's hot shit.
I have the Italian horn. Oh, I thought you said, where is it?
No, yeah. I was saying you think you're hot shit for wearing it.
So, you know, going off that, like the founding of your page, you know, you just talked about why you did it, but like throughout the whole thing, you know, what has been like the motivation to keep going? Cause you know, it's definitely not easy running these pages. We really know that it's like almost like a second job that you definitely don't get paid for.
At least not yet.
Yeah, guys, if anyone offers Mark like $2,000-$3,000,
I'll sell out right now. You just DM me. We'll make a deal.
Cash App.
Yeah.
What do you take? Cash App, Zelle?
I'll take Zelle straight to my bank account.
Zelle is the only one I use too.
Yeah.
I don't like using Venmo.
Why don't you like, everyone has Venmo.
I don't use Venmo.
No, because you get that.
Only Zelle.
Yeah. And if you don't have your bank account set up, there's a service fee for transferring.
Yep.
You lose like, what's it, like 10%? Or no, it's like, no, it's, no, like, it's, like, no, five, it's like 5%. Something like that.
Something
like that. Yeah. So if you don't have your bank account directly set up, you lose money. Also, it takes like 3 days.
Yeah.
And
you could do like
there's the instant transfer.
There is, but instant transfer is the one where they charge you because it's directly your credit card. And Zelle just goes right into your bank account instantaneously.
Exactly.
It's the only one I use.
So use Zelle me and we're good to go.
Sealy's trying to get an free ad space right there with that huge truck.
You just got to blur them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No thanks.
We're just going to have a Rook driving by in the background with like cars back and forth as if we don't have them, you know, enough being shown right here. Guys, just Rook, seriously, like we've been joking about this, but when are you going to sponsor us?
Seriously.
Like 1,100 on the last video. Like, let's go. Mark doesn't even drink Rook, but I made him.
I don't drink Rook, but I will today. For that sponsorship.
I made him drink that. I'm like, Mark, no Starbucks, no Dunkin'. You're drinking this. I don't know if you drink any. No. Okay. So, well, you know, I saw this article about like the overheard LA page and how like big it's really gotten, because like I said, they're over 1 million followers. I mean, you know, you're basically the entire overheard page for New Jersey. We're basically just a county meme page. Like, do you see like this big opportunity for growth with the state?
Possibly. Right now, my demographic is somewhat of New York, probably because of the close distance that we are to them. But looking at New Jersey memes, Colleen's page, and seeing the following that she has amassed, it's definitely possible for me to get, I wouldn't say the same exact, but close to it, considering that New Jersey people are pretty diehard, you know, fans for one another, if that makes sense.
True.
Well, that's the one thing I was going to say. We always talk about the fact that we're a county page with so many followers. It's really surprising.
Yeah.
And I do think it is just something specific to the state of New Jersey.
Yeah, like New Jersey people definitely hate everybody else. But like when it comes to another New Jersey person, we definitely stick to each other.
Yeah, definitely. Except for Bon Jovi. Everyone seems to turn on Bon Jovi, including us.
Yeah.
That's why we have Bruce in the background. Bon Jovi. No, I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, I just think it's like one of those things where it's surprising to see how many people will flock to something like even a county meme page or a state meme page. Like, look at the New Jersey Twitter, the New Jersey government Twitter account.
Yeah.
They're catching up to Colleen on Twitter, actually.
Exactly.
In follower count. But it's the same thing. Like, everybody, even out of state people, follow the New Jersey state government.
Yep.
It's just something about us, I guess. They make fun of us.
They make fun of us, but they somewhat want to be us.
They secretly want to be.
They're jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So a lot of the overheard pages are connected. Like, I know that the overheard LA and New York are connected. Where do you stand in all that? Are you entirely yourself?
I stand on the bottom of the totem pole.
Yeah.
I kind of look at them and I see like a cartel cult kind of thing going on. Mostly because when I first started, like, and I had like under 500 followers, I did have some beef with Overheard New York.
Oh, okay.
Should we wage war against them?
Yeah.
How many followers
do you
have?
Do you need Colleen to help?
Wait, how many followers?
Yeah,
is this
I don't know if that's gonna work. So what had happened is that a lot of this content they post, I just don't actually see other people hearing that. There's nothing wrong with making up content and then posting it. But the content they're making up and posting just isn't funny. Mm-hmm. It's not funny. It's not relatable. So when I first started my account, I had some help from other people. And, you know, they gave you like tips on how to build and grow. And one of the tips is like, you know, to comment on other people's things, because people see those comments and they go to your page and they see what your page is about. But like the stuff that they were posting just wasn't funny. It's not relatable. I don't agree with any of it. And half of the content they post, there's an ad with it too.
So that's the thing. I was going to wait and ask this question later, but since you really just segued really nicely into it, a lot of pages similar to yours, whether it be the overheard pages or there's like, you know, the ones with millions of followers, like that College Fessing crap where they basically take, you know, tweets and post them, which is similar to what you do, but they post stuff that's like either you can tell that they have no integrity with what they're posting. It's either they're posting stuff that's very obviously made up.
Yeah.
Or they're promoting this like really like poor behavior for likes and clout. Like it's like, oh, I cheated on my girlfriend or boyfriend with four people this week or stuff like that.
Oops or something.
Like oops, like shit. Like, and it's like either you hopefully this is fake, or you're promoting these people who are kind of scumbags to get, you know, clout, you know, good following. Like, where do you, like, what's your stance on shit, on things like that? Like,
I'm not too sure because I get it. It's, again, at the same time, it's supposed to be like a comedy page, like social media, and you can't take anything like too seriously. And then some of the things I do find funny, like those tweets, and whether it is made up or not, I mean, that's on that person that tweeted that. It's not really for me to judge if another page takes it and posts it and you happen to follow and like it and think that's funny and then you go out and do the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of on you.
It depends on the demographic as well.
Yeah. Like a lot of those pages are private and their demographic is a lot older and caters to a more mature crowd. So I think those people have the common sense to not go and do those things. But I don't know. You kind of have to be careful with that. You walk a fine line.
Have you ever been sent things where you're like, okay, either one, like it's, this is not real, or two, I don't know if I really want to post something like this to my page. Have you ever been in that situation?
Well, I've been in a situation where people will send things and I take some time and like reread it over, because the thing is that you could overhear something and it might be funny, but once you type it down and you write it out and then you say it to yourself again, it kind of loses that. Mm-hmm. So you have to, it's hard coming up with like material and looking at other people's submissions, because they might think it's funny in the moment, but then when you go back to it later, you're like, all right, maybe it wasn't that funny.
So Mark, one of the things that we see with our page is that we spend a lot of time, you know, making particular memes, and some of them just bomb. I know JR can attest to that, and he knows. I mean, all the bad memes are made by me, clearly. He only makes
absolutely
golden ones.
I only make good ones.
But then there's other ones where people send them in, or we make them, and we just think they're like crap. Like, it's like, you know, we just need to post it tonight. We're going to post it because we like trying to post every night. It's not going to do good. And then it gets like 2,600 likes. And we're just like, for us, that's a lot. For Colleen, that's nothing. But, you know, that's for us.
If Colleen posted something and it got 2,600 likes,
her page is over.
Yeah.
Her page is over. It's done. But so I wanted to ask what your thoughts are, because I know you get a lot of submissions and things and you have to go through them. And do you ever experience that where, you know, you get things sent in and you're like, yeah, you know, this isn't funny, but maybe you're going to take a chance on it and it does well. What do you think?
Well, I definitely agree. I'll go on the first part where the things that I do take time with thinking about and then posting them, they do end up flopping. They're not as good. And the ones that are kind of like last minute, I just need to post something because I haven't posted in a while, those end up doing well. I don't know what the reasoning for that would be. I guess because the lack of fucks given, I guess, in the last minutes, you're kind of just like, I'll post it, see what happens, and then it ends up working. And then the second part is that I do get submissions, and then some of them are good, and I'll post them. And then some of them, you know, I'll try to tweak them and then put a different spin on them, because they're not bad, but when you hear something and then you write it down, it's not as funny. Mm-hmm. So when you write your jokes down, you have to like really think about it and then put it in a different way because you're reading it again. So when you read it, you wanna laugh. It doesn't correlate the same.
Yeah, and the one thing I was gonna say is to your first part, you know, sometimes we'll make a meme when you make something and you're photoshopping, you're putting a lot of time into it. And like, it's like telling a story that you think is really funny and no one laughs. You know what I mean? Like if you're putting all this effort in, you're like, oh, this is great. I love this. And it's like, for example, I mean, these did well, like the shelter memes that we made did really well, but I put so much effort into those and I was like, yeah, this is great. This is hilarious. This is perfect. And then sometimes you think something's so funny and then no one else does.
Exactly.
Whereas if you just come up with something, like sometimes I'll do that. And then sometimes I'll just come up with a stupid meme that it takes me 30 seconds to make it. And you know, sometimes those do a lot better. So I think that it's partially when you get so invested in something, you put so much effort into it. And then it turns out you just put there's too much going on. It's not as funny as you thought it was, so.
Yeah, you put all this attention and detail into it. And then you're like, I guess it wasn't as funny, but the ones that like I'll misspell something in it, they do well. And yeah. I'm just like, all right, did no one pick up on that misspelling or is it just me?
Yeah. Well, Jared's an English major, so let me just say.
Tell everybody that I wasted my money at college, okay?
He was an English major. So if there's anyone, I know you guys sometimes write, oh, you misspelled something, because I post the stories a lot.
Yeah.
It is him. He'll be the first one to face Tommy and be like, "You dumbass. You use the wrong form of your."
The real problem is he never uses apostrophes for possessives. He like wrote, "I'm the, you know, this county's meme," and he spelled it IES, like not Y apostrophe S. I'm like, how hard?
You know, funny enough, we get like 2,000, 3,000 views on our stories. Not a single person said that. Okay.
I don't care.
But he holds me to a higher standard. I like that. He checks and balances.
Exactly. That's good.
We didn't have this question written down, but I'm actually curious. Like, what is your demographic? Have you looked in like Instagram?
Yeah. So then when I first started off, I started off like as a business page, and then I kept that for a while. And then I switched back to a personal when I started actually growing. I don't know. I guess the personal format felt better for people instead of having like, oh, click my website, you could hit like the email button and email me. And then I just switched it back to, which was a third option, there wasn't before in the summer, like an influencer or like blogger, whatever.
I love that word, influencer.
Yeah, there's a third option for Instagram. It's not like a personal page, but it's not a business account either. It's like in the middle somehow. But when you go to it, it still looks like a personal page and you're still able to see like your insights and demographics. My demographic and insight right now is like mid-20s, early 30s, and mostly women.
Yeah, we are the same thing. We have it's like
60-40.
Yeah. Yep. And the other thing is...
And that's kind of why most of my posts are catered towards them, because they do well.
Well, that was the thing. When I did the second shelter, which was like how Monmouth County men decorate their shelter, I threw a Monmouth County girl in there anyway, just because like I knew it would do better if I put a girl in there.
Yeah. With
a
pliable. I think it's also because personally as a guy, I'll scroll through Instagram. I think something's funny and I won't actually like it.
Yeah.
I'll think it's funny. I'll laugh to myself. Maybe I'll send it to somebody, but I always forget to hit the like button.
Yeah.
And then women tend to usually like stuff. They'll like it. They'll comment. Keep scrolling, like something else, keep scrolling. Mm-hmm. They also send it to these massive group chats they're in. They all end up liking it.
I guess we're women because that's basically what we do. We send it. We have two group chats with the same people in it. But we don't comment on stuff a lot. I don't comment. But the one thing I did want to get back to, because you mentioned you had beef with Overheard New York. I want to kind of know more about that. What exactly happened?
Yeah, I really want to wage war on someone, so screw a state. We'll just go for the Overheard page.
I don't know if you want to do that.
How many followers is he?
A million?
When I started, they had like 1.something million.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. Never mind. And I was kind of surprised that they would go out of their way to go after me, and I had less than 500 at the time. I had literally just started... So what had happened is that most of these pages, I think they post content that is unfunny and unrelatable. And some of the things that I just don't see anybody actually overhearing. Most of the content that I post, I'll admit some of it is made up, but it's made up in a way that I can see myself saying that, or I have said it in the past. And that's kind of the standard I've been going on. So I had saw something that Overheard New York had posted, and it had to do with someone in a restaurant at the hostess stand asking for a table for one. So then the actual post is for how many, and then the person responds with one, I fucks with nobody. I just don't see anybody saying that.
I can see like Logan Paul saying that, or like Jake Paul.
Yeah, unless you're a douchebag.
Yeah, yeah. Or like a YouTuber or someone. But
if you're videotaping it, if you're doing it for like likes. A skit, I just don't see someone actually like going out and saying that.
No.
You would usually just say, you know, table for one, or you go and sit at the bar. I don't know. So I had commented, this didn't happen. Try not posting made up bullshit. Which caught their attention, and they didn't seem to like that. They didn't seem to like that one bit, because they ended up commenting back to me and roasting the shit out of me. But then again, at the same time, I had under 500 followers. I didn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to say that I don't care now, but I kind of invested time and money into it, so I care a little bit. But at the time, I was like, okay, whatever. And then they happened to side DM me, and I don't know if I have that now, but they were pretty upset. They weren't They didn't like that.
Really, a page that's still growing.
Let me look for it.
Clearly, they're spending their time.
Yeah, they go, if you... So they DM'd me, and they go, if you want your account deleted, please do that again, and then put a heart emoji.
Really?
Wow. Now that they DM'd me, went out of their way, I don't know, I kind of respected them for that. But the thing is that I don't care.
Yeah.
I didn't give a fuck. If you want to delete my account, go for it. I don't know who you know at Instagram that could do that, but sure. Like, I have less than 500 at the time. Go for it. Also, this isn't my livelihood.
Yeah.
I'm not posting sponsorships with Netflix like they are. I don't really care. I have a real job Monday through Friday. So if you want to go ahead and delete it, go for it. So I talked to them for a little bit more. They still didn't find me funny. And then I ended up apologizing, deleting the comment, because I was just like, whatever. But I didn't delete it until a couple of days later, because apparently Newark people actually liked that I said that.
There you go.
Because that same day, I hit over 500.
Beautiful. I mean, like, I personally love, like, I watch a lot of YouTube. My favorite people on YouTube are the people that, like, call out all the people for doing kind of dumb stuff, but just for money, like, whatever. You see a lot of these accounts, like, they sell out. And, like you're saying with Overheard New York, you know, they're catering for their sponsorships and they're posting stuff around that. And for you to call them out, dude, you should. Like, that's the whole point of these accounts. And you shouldn't. I mean, we post a lot of memes, but let me just tell you, our followers, I respect the people that literally, you know, unless it's a specific meme, like we're not meant to mean that. But like, for calling us out for something that we're not doing right, whatever. Because, you know, there are people that are just so fake out there with these Instagram and showing a certain life. Like, that's just not how life is. What do you think, JR?
You know, I had a really good thought and then I forgot what it was.
But I
did this last time too. I have something in my head and then Max starts talking and I'm like, I can't remember what it is. I should have wrote it down. But it's probably something. Oh, I remember now. Basically, they wouldn't have messaged anybody else for saying something like that. I guess just because you're part of that Overheard community that they thought.
Kind of,
but
what
it's
they
like
said. They were like, you're copying us, and I was like, I guess that. But then I would have to be copying everybody on Instagram.
Yeah, and I don't understand. I mean,
dude, you're not copying.
You're not copying.
You're
them.
New Jersey Overheard.
Yeah, it's not like they. Everybody. I mean, how many Overheard accounts are there?
Honestly, I'm not too
is
sure.
Is everybody copying them? I mean, it seems like a lot of them are
copying them. I'd have to take their actual material and repost it online.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I mean,
also, and then I was on vacation at the time. So I thought it was even funnier, because then some of the people that follow Overheard New York were roasted, or at least trying to roast me in the comments after Overheard New York had responded to me. And then they would come onto my page and write like, oh, this sucks, this didn't happen. And I'm like, this literally just happened. Because like one of my posts where I was in Jamaica and the bartender was like, oh, you know Fetty Wap? And I was like, no, man. So I thought that was funny because, you know, you're from New Jersey. Everyone's like, oh, you know Jersey Shore, you know Fetty Wap, you know
Patterson,
Springsteen, all these people. So I thought it was funny. I posted it. And then people were going like, this didn't happen. I'm like, it literally happened. I'm here right now. Like, I can't, like, this not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do actually. I like it, though, when other people get, like, people from other states or other, like, that follow their accounts get angry. Like, we did the thing with New Hampshire. People from New Hampshire thought that we were actually insulting them.
Yeah.
And they got really, really attacking.
This one guy, he, like, everyone had just commented. They did their thing. And then a couple days later, I would post stuff and he would still comment on my thing like, this page sucks. And I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. Like, I have less than 1,000 followers. It kind of fucking does suck. What do you want me to do?
But guess what?
I'm trying here.
Yeah, Mark, he still went to your page.
That's
so
yeah,
he still went to your
like,
page.
You're still commenting. You're helping the algorithm bring more people to my page. Like, it doesn't really make sense,
and,
but whatever.
You got him.
And the other thing is, you're obviously not copying, because if you're copying Overheard New York, then we're copying Colleen. Like,
well,
it's nonsense.
So,
oh, I can't wait. Let's
yeah,
more.
So this happened like on maybe three different posts. So on the third post, I'm like, all right, like, let me go to this guy's page, see what he does. So I go to his page and he's a graphic designer, or he does something for advertisements. And I saw that he did something for like Lyft. So
I guess he's doing pretty well. But then in the link of his bio, I saw the company that he works for. So I go and I email the company going, hey, would love to work with you guys. I have an Instagram page. I want to do some advertising. What can you guys help me out with? So I actually end up emailing them back and forth. And then I go to the guy and I go, how does it feel that you're working for me now?
Oh my God. You just literally fathered this dude.
And then they didn't seem to like that, because then the company ended up stopped emailing me, and they were like, thank you, but we're not interested anymore. And then it kind of just ended right there. But I was like, yeah, like, I'll waste money on that. I don't care. I think it's hysterical. Like,
you fathered him, literally.
Yeah, just, and then, like, when I got back from vacation, I ended up calling up a local entertainment lawyer to see, like, what would happen if I actually did get deleted and whatnot. And my thought process was, let me see how much it would be to trademark the Overheard New Jersey name, to see if it's out there, see if that's a thing. But the thing is, you can't do that because New Jersey is a public domain. So you can't really trademark or copyright that. So I was like, oh, okay. And he was like, you could probably do like a different variation of that. I was like, I can't really, because that's
the name.
Brand. That's my page. But he was like, you know, we could still submit the paperwork and see what would happen. And I was like, no, thank you. Because it ended up being like, I don't know, $3,000.
Crazy. Just because lawyers.
If it was less, my actual plan was to just trademark Overheard New York as well, and then just do copyright infringement on
them,
Instagram,
and then take everything from them.
Take their
something million.
Yeah,
there goes your livelihood. Like, I don't care. You could delete my account tomorrow at over 8,000, and it wouldn't matter. I mean, I'd be a little upset that I wasted time and money, but at the end of the day, I have an experience. I kind of know what to do now if I had to do it all over, and I'm pretty sure I'd be fine.
Yeah.
You went for the throat with that trademark.
I gotta say,
why not? If you're gonna go for something, might as well go big.
Yeah. Go for the throat. Yeah. You literally
that's
just
the New Jersey way, right?
We gotta take some. We're gonna take some notes from Mark.
We probably can't trademark Monmouth County, but we could do MCM, which is MCM. Good. We have that acronym, but yeah, we definitely couldn't do that. Well, that's why, for example, the public domain stuff. That's why our poster, we have the Shore Points logo, the Parkway, because you can't. It's public domain. You can't get in trouble for that. So. At least as far as I know. I did some research, and Colleen did too. So
we did a little bit of,
because hers is just the Garden State Parkway sign, but it says memes on it instead.
Yeah. So. Yeah, smart. And you see, okay, we're not even going to talk about our logo and stuff like that, but I mean, we're trying to fix it up a little bit.
Yeah, we're trying to, because you know, you can't see, but it's not perfect. Sir, it's not a perfect circle. There's some problems. There's some like stuff branching out. That doesn't look
Mark,
good.
I spent like 4 hours making this, is like, not only is it kind of not a real circle, it's like a, what do they say in Thor Ragnarok? It's a freaky circle. Like, it's not like it's not perfect. So we're trying to remake it right now
before this page, I didn't know how to Photoshop.
Yeah, same.
Edit videos, nothing. I had to learn it all, and actually pretty impressed with myself.
It's funny because I didn't know how to Photoshop either, but every job I applied to, I said I knew how to use Photoshop. And now that I do it, it's great because my boss is like, hey, can you Photoshop? And I'm like, oh, of course. Yeah,
I think it's easy to learn.
It's like on the bottom, it's like, oh, what are your skills? It's like, oh, I'm proficient in like an Excel, Microsoft products, you know.
Yeah. Google Suite and
Photoshop
stuff.
It is pretty like intuitive. Easy. It's easy to learn. Easier than I thought it would be. Because Premiere, I taught myself how to use too, and Premiere can still drive me crazy.
Premiere drives me crazy.
He hates Premiere. I like all like editing. I like video and photo editing.
I like Photoshop a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you got
video is definitely harder.
It is.
Yeah.
I think there's just a lot more going into it with like audio and video. Just pictures. Listen, you just have the different layers and stuff like that. So
yeah.
So originally on your page, you used to post like somewhat memes and different things about the page. But now you really just stick to, you know, your Overheard submission quotes. You sent us a few things to begin with. He sent us the Bar A meme, which I thought was hilarious. And Belmar University.
We'll put it on the screen.
Yeah. Belmar University, love that. We were just talking. We don't know what happened to you guys at all. Manasquan Gossip, you're really cool. We're going to have you on the podcast for sure. What is your reasoning behind sticking to just your quotes now?
can't really post memes. I'm not a memer. I have to leave that to you guys and New Jersey memes. That's kind of my thing now, is to post quotes. I mean, it was fun in the beginning. If I have an idea, then I'll probably, which I've done in the past, I'll make it and then send it to you guys.
Don't send it to Colleen. No. Right, she's big enough.
She's right. Got enough. Colleen. Yeah. She's definitely. Got 190,000 people sending
help
stuff in.
Us.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have to stick to what the main focus of the page is, which is posting submission quotes.
True. And I think they're funny. I really do. I like it. Like, that's why I said, like, in the beginning, you thought we were joking. Like, I really wish you did, like, post more.
Yeah.
It's got to be difficult.
It's tough.
Because it's a full-time job.
Yeah, full-time job. Also, I don't want to waste my Saturday sitting in a room or the kitchen table writing down these submissions. All right, let me create them. And then I have to, like, bank them. I try usually, like, saving, like, a couple submissions. That usually never works because in the moment something else happens, there's a new trend or something, and then that submission just doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask, is a lot of these, you know, overheard pages or confession pages, they have like, you know, millions of followers, so they probably get hundreds of thousands of submissions a day. You have 8,000 followers. Do you get a lot every day, or do you feel like you make up a lot? You have to make up a lot by yourself.
I used to get a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much anymore. So lately I've been kind of making them up, but it's not like I'm making them up. These are things that I would actually say or have said in the past or heard at one point in time.
I didn't mean make it up. I meant like things that you have to use your own experience.
But I don't receive as many submissions as I used to.
What the hell, guys?
Yeah, I don't know.
Start submitting stuff. What are you doing?
It's also... I'm pretty bad with Instagram in general. Like, I'll take month hiatus.
Yeah.
I also take forever to reply to people in the DMs, especially now. There's like I have to like go through the requests and stuff.
Oh, I know.
And then a lot of them are reactions to like the stories, so I have to like filter those out.
Like
I'm
hearts on the hearts on your story. Like, oh wow, that's so cool. But listen, you're still not as bad as our boy Bergen County memes.
Yeah, that's true. And then now I have it set up where if you go to my website, you could do a submission. And then I have that submission sent to like my email. So then I have to go through the email and then like the Excel, like Google Docs. Mm-hmm. And then they're like stored in there. But then I have to go on, open my computer. It's not like I could do it from my phone. So I'm working on it, guys. I'm working on it. You can send submissions in, and then I'll get to it.
What do you like about having such a following on Instagram like this? Do you? I know you said that you're not a big, you know, social media person, but do you enjoy having the 8,000 followers, or is it something where you kind of have a love-hate relationship with it?
I enjoy it. I'm indifferent about it, honestly. It doesn't really affect me. I do get the whole validation thing, mm-hmm. where you post something, and then you see people that actually like it. They'll comment or DM you and they're like, oh, this is hysterical. This made my day or something like that. And you're like, okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad I was able to do that. Other than that, I'm indifferent about it. It doesn't really affect me.
Yeah. One of the things that Max asked Colleen in the last and me was like, how do we react to those good comments? And for me, I said, because I was relatively new to being logged into the page, I didn't have, you know, that experience where it's like, oh, I read a really nice comment that made me feel good. But last night when we posted the first podcast, somebody commented, went from casually following a meme page to watching an over an hour long podcast, like life do go by real fast or something like that. And I was like, oh, that's a cool thing to say. Yeah. Then he deleted it. Then we put it on the story and he reposted the comment. Yeah, the comment's up there again now.
Good. All right,
but
thank you.
Yeah, but that was, I thought that was cool because it's true. I mean, I didn't expect everybody to really watch the whole thing or like, you know, even look at it, but it did a lot better than I expected it to. So
yeah, I was saying, I mean, like we love our like podcast people. Like I love like Joe Rogan podcast and he just had like Robert Downey Jr. on.
Yeah.
And even I didn't watch the full one. And that's like, so why would people go and just watch us for an hour?
Because I think it's an hour. People have an hour.
Yeah.
People don't have 3 hours typically.
True.
Unless you're like at work or on the way to work or something. And then even then, if it's a video one, you kind of like want to watch the video.
Yeah.
Because certain things do pop up and you're like, okay, I get to see what they're actually talking about.
Quick thing. We are trying to get everything on, you know, Spotify, iTunes Music for people who commute and don't want to Stitcher. People who don't want to like have the video running on their phone and drain their battery. We're trying to get on that. It takes a little bit longer.
It'll be a week or so before.
And then once we get that first one through, it should be easy from going on. We could simultaneously release on all platforms.
We'll put the link, obviously, in our Instagram. Mm-hmm. We have a website, too. So it'll be on there. Like, the YouTube videos will be on there. All the links to all the different things, whatever you have, whether it's like Spotify, as JR said. I really whiffed on a joke because right after JR was saying, what do you like about having, 8,000 followers or so? I put a joke in, but I completely like went past it. Because I was supposed to say, what he really meant to say is, how does it feel to have 11,000 less followers than us?
He fully fucked it up.
It's totally screwed it up.
And I was like, really hoping. It's because we went off on a tangent of not actually reading the questions we wrote. And then I knew he was going to miss it. But I didn't want to like be like, don't forget.
Guys, and let me just say, we're turning into dicks. Like, we will let this 19,000 followers get to our head. And
he might.
You guys know how we feel about like influencers and stuff. And we will take that upon us, and we're going to be real influencers.
Why are you trying to make them like not like us? I don't know if some people might not be able to tell this is sarcasm. No, he doesn't mean it.
Yeah, it's complete sarcasm. I hate influencers. I hate people that like sell like a false representation of themselves.
Careful though, because we have a lot of influencers in New Jersey that like us.
They do, but
they might not after this.
No, they'll like us. I mean, there's a bunch that we really push on our page.
So, Mark, do you have any advice for someone starting a page, or is there anything you personally would have done differently, help people avoid mistakes?
There's definitely things I could have done differently, but I don't regret it. I kind of got lucky, and I had a page reach out to me. I think it was Wall Street Confessions. They reached out, and they kind of helped me out. They gave me content to post, which did really well, and then they were able to reshare that on their stories, which helped me out. Other than that, I would say, depending on what you're trying to start, what kind of page you're trying to start, for example, like for Overhead New Jersey, I just followed accounts that were similar to mine, and I followed like local businesses, and then that way you're able to share their stuff and then contact them, and then they'll help you out with your content. Other than that, I don't really have much advice to give besides commenting and being generally funny on other people's posts, because then that brings attention to your page, but it also helps them out too with the algorithm for Instagram to bring more people in. So that usually works. I know for me personally, even though I don't post as much on my page, I do post a lot of stories, which is pretty consistent. And I think that's easier for people because a lot more people will look at stories rather than scroll through Instagram. And then those are easy just to share with friends. So I'll give free shout outs to pretty much anybody. And that works for me.
So if we like, okay, so if we like throw you like a few bucks, like $2, you'll post on your story for us?
You could keep the $2, but I'll post on the story for you, yeah.
It's just a joke because like some kids have asked us like, bro, like we'll throw you like a couple bucks to post on your story.
I said $1, and I was talking to you about that because what was it that one guy was trying to do advertising with you?
Yeah, so I had one guy that wanted to PayPal me $10, and then I would promote his like t-shirt store or something. I was like, dude, you could keep your $10. It's fine. I'd rather you just give away a free shirt to one of my followers. And that's what we did, and it worked.
Yeah.
So
clearly, just when you're starting out, just buy your followers. I think that's the only way.
Yeah, that's probably the best route. It's definitely the easiest. The engagement's going to be off a little, but you could probably sort it out later.
But then you just got to keep buying likes. I mean, and then...
Yeah, it's going to get costly, but once you like get enough followers... I mean, fake followers, of course, and then enough fake likes and comments. Maybe it will attract some like real people, and then you can definitely like sell out, and then you'll get all your money back.
Actually, it's a good business plan.
It's not too bad.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Colleen answered pretty like seriously. I don't know if I would take that advice.
Yeah, you could take that advice, or you could not. It's up to you. I'm not one to say.
Yeah, true. I mean, no, I do think that's funny because people always want to like come out and say like with like talking about like influencer stuff, you see like a person has like 50,000 followers and they get like 50 likes on their pics. Yeah. Like, yeah. Bro, yeah. Come on now.
We know.
Like, who are you kidding, bro? Like, what, that engagement rates, what is that? Yeah. Like a 0.25%?
Yeah.
We were looking on Instagram. I think the average is like 2%, right?
It depends on how many. So if you have around 20,000 to 40,000 followers, the average engagement rate's like 2%, 2.5. We have like 11, which is really like high. But you get some people who have like, you know, like they're like less than 1% engagement. It's like, we know that those aren't real followers. It's very clear that they bought stuff and they just didn't buy likes.
Yeah.
You know?
Which you have to continue doing, which is just like, that's why I think it's so funny
it's when
people like, people hold that, oh my God, they have so many like followers and this and that. And like, then I always like, my first question is, let me just check out their profile.
Yeah.
And in 1 second, you could see if they're legitimate or not. So of course, Mark, you just passed 8,000 followers. Congrats on that.
Thanks.
Where do you really see your page going in the future?
I'm going to see where it takes me. I'm going to keep posting the same quality or better. I'm working on it. And then, I don't know. I don't really have a goal. I would like to hit 10K soon. I'm posting on a more regular schedule now. Not really taking month hiatuses anymore. So you should see my content more frequently. Other than that, I don't know.
As far as like long-term goals, I know like, you know, we've talked about like Barstool and things like that. And the channel, I think honestly working for them would just be unreal. Just as far as like the podcast that they do and some of like the funny, like sports documentaries with like Caleb Presley and the stuff. I mean, is that, you know, a possible goal? Cause of course, like I've like a daytime 9-to-5 job as well. You know, do I want to be sitting behind a desk all day or
probably not
doing something, you know, more where it allows me to be creative, but for people to really see my stuff. So, I mean, what do you think?
I don't think with the current account I have now, it's going to happen.
Never say never.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. The Overheard Mafia still might be out to get me. So you don't know.
We got your back, bro. Know that.
Don't worry.
But I know we've been talking about different things and different ideas. So I think maybe like one of the pages that we will start hopefully soon will take off, and then maybe we could do that with Barstool. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't know how much we could say about it because we don't want anyone else to know about it.
Definitely don't want
to. It's gonna be really cool.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think it's something definitely different.
It is.
Yeah.
We haven't seen it, and that's about all these pages. I mean, your page fills a kind of gap on Instagram where there's fills the Overheard gap. We filled this Monmouth County thing. And I think that's how everything starts an idea. You don't want to feel like you're copying someone else.
Exactly.
Even though other people say you are, whatever. That's the biggest crap ever. But we're coming in here. And of course, you're at 8,000 followers. 8,000 people think that you should exist and you should keep doing what you're doing, man.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a crazy thing to do. Like, I'll look at it and be like, wow, 8,000 random people. Probably like 7,000 and like 900 and something random people follow me. And that's a crazy thing. That's wild.
Just think, like, it's weird.
Yeah, it's definitely something weird and different.
Something that I think about a lot and I laugh about is you think about the moments in like history in different generations or the ideas in different generations of history. Like, you have our grandparents who fought in world wars. You have... They put a man on the moon. You have our parents who grew up in like the 70s and 80s, like, you know, music and social revolution throughout the world. And then you have us. And I feel like our biggest social connection with each other are internet memes.
Yeah.
And I mean, joking or not, what do you think about that? Like,
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'll be straight up. I don't like it. I think it's weird. I think it's weird that we don't go out anymore and socialize with people. How we kind of lost the sense to communicate with others. You even go out with your friends and everyone's on their phone.
Yeah.
Everyone's like constantly texting one another. Like, you could be across the table from me and I would text you something. I would text you a meme or something instead of just calling you over or going over to you and then being like, hey, look at this, or showing you. It's just easier for me to like text it to you or send you the meme or DM or something. And I don't know how the future generations are dealing with it. Because I feel like they lost the sense to communicate with other people. Like, you're never going to have that experience where you're at, like, at a high school dance and then your crush, and then you go over to her and be like, oh, you want to dance with me? And then it's awkward.
I never had that experience anyway.
Yeah, no, I would be too scared even back then.
Yeah, like, but even back then, no. You ask your friend, but it's in the moment, it's happening. Like, your heart is beating, but like now you could just do that over text DM. It's like it's a strange thing.
It's funny, and I do totally agree with. I was gonna ask something else, but you know, with the whole online dating thing.
Yeah,
you definitely have more confidence talking to a girl. Yeah, through that, then like
it's on a screen.
Yeah, exactly. Like going up to a girl in person, you're not seeing them in real life. Exactly.
Your palms aren't getting sweaty. Your heart isn't beating. Mm-hmm. You don't have that same emotional connection, I would say.
Yeah.
And you could say whatever and be whoever, which is fine. I mean, everybody should be who they want to be. That's cool with me.
But you definitely miss out because you don't feel like that nerve about being rejected.
Exactly.
Like, so rejection it's natural. It's going to happen to everybody. But when you're doing it over screen, if a girl doesn't message you back or doesn't swipe right on you, doesn't matter. It doesn't have the same emotional.
And I think you need to learn to deal with that in person.
Exactly. I totally agree. And the other thing is, I agree. I what you said about future generations, I really want to, like, I feel like memes right now are like what, like political cartoons used to be for like past generations, like social commentary. I do think that memes are the social commentary of this generation. Like, for example, I was reading something like when the World War III meme started, people are going to, if there was a major conflict, people would have looked back at the internet memes that we made in history and think these may not have instigated it, but this is the way that people reacted and dealt with what was happening.
The cartoons that were being drawn in the newspapers.
Exactly. It's the same exact thing. So I do think that it's a little bit stranger because the humor that we have is not the same as it was when, you know, you're making fun of politicians or like political figures. But I do think it's the same thing, but it's different. It's the same, but different.
So do you think that the future, instead of it just being like a picture of me, you think it's going to be like a skit then?
I don't know.
Going even a little further with it?
I don't know. I don't know what I mean, what's the continuation of memes? I really I really couldn't say. Maybe we'll just completely forget about it, you know?
That'd be nice.
I mean, it's funny. I do enjoy. I like them and I like sharing them with people, but I definitely see us, we were still part of that generation that had those experiences. Yep. You know, like my younger brother's 12.
Definitely the last generation,
though. Yeah, exactly. It's different. Yeah, it's totally different experience.
Well, like we grew up, and obviously, like we had like phones when we were growing up. I mean, I think I was doing
flip phones.
Like, flip phones.
Yeah, Nokia.
And you know, it's a totally different thing nowadays. Where like we just had like me and Jay were talking about it. Like back, like when we were in middle school, if you want to like write something on social media, you'd have to go home on your computer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Unless like Jay was saying, like you go on your BlackBerry and press that internet thing, and it would be like $20 to, you know.
Oh yeah,
that was the scariest thing in the world.
That was the craziest thing. And if you were able to send a picture over text message, you were the coolest person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were the coolest person.
But now, like, dude, you could literally, like, I know the person I work with, like, one of her kids got, like, in a fight at school and someone's, like, Instagram living it. Like, dude, just like that.
Yeah.
It's just like, dude, and their kids are, like, in fourth grade.
You're
like,
a wall star.
It's, dude, it's literally, like, right there.
It's so instant.
I don't know if it's harder growing up. Like in nowadays, like because of all this other distractions,
I would say it's easier in the sense that it's easier and harder in different situations. It's easier in the sense that, you know, you have that instant gratification that you didn't as a kid, but it's harder because you're going to be less prepared for the future and less prepared for future social interactions that require you to not be on your phone, that require you to do things in person.
I also think that it's harder getting that instant gratification too, because you don't want to get instant gratification. That kind of loses the whole point of working for it.
No, I don't think I definitely agree. Instant gratification isn't a good thing.
I think it's the good thing in the fact that you have information at your fingertips.
Exactly. Yeah. That's kind of what I meant.
It's definitely easier. Like in school, it's easier because you have all this information at your fingertips.
Definitely.
But it's definitely at the same time harder in school because then you don't think for yourself.
You also have, I would feel like, one, much more distraction, and also more temptation, you know, to do things like cheat on like tests or do things like, you know, or like, you know, you're more tempted to do things because you have the ability to do it. It's so easy to cheat on a test. You can have an Apple Watch and cheat on a test. You can just look at your watch and cheat. You could do, I mean, there's so, it's so much easier than it used to be.
Well, I just took an exam the other day and the test proctor, like, she had checked my glasses to make sure they weren't Google Glass.
Smart Glass, yeah.
They're like the Google Glass ones, they have like a camera on it. What I was going to say is, because one of my jobs is like seeing, meeting with like students or whatever, and no one nowadays can do public speaking. Like, no, because we're so into our phones that, like, I meet with kids and I'm like, how are you going to interview for a job? Like, you can't speak to me, who's like, a young guy. Like, you're going to be like sitting in front of a person who's probably your parents' age. You're scared. Like, you can't get that off. Like, people, like, that's just something that they got to get over with. And these phones aren't helping, because I know myself, like, I'm naturally a good public speaker, because I just say, like you say, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to judge you anyway, guys. If there's one thing you could take from this podcast, like, if you guys like this, great. If you guys don't, if it fails, we're going to keep doing this, because this is what we love. And, you know, we just want to do it. So a lot of people are just, they get in their heads too much. And especially with these phones, you don't have to leave, you know, outside of this, just texting people and stuff like that.
Yep. We talk kind of about really the effect on kids. What do you think about, I think that, well, definitely there is that huge effect on kids and growing up having that social media. I think it can be really destructive for anybody. I mean, even people our age, because I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's just, you see that those memes where it's like the chaotic good, lawful good, like neutral evil. Like, where do you think, I know you don't like memes, where do you think that all of this sort of thing falls into that category?
I don't know. I think right now we're going through a shift.
Yeah.
Where things are starting to calm down. I feel like everybody was too hyped up, too excited about everything.
Mm-hmm. New wave of pessimism flowing in.
Yeah.
Or realism, much. However you want to look at it. But I think that personally, I catch myself looking at my personal account, and I don't post very frequently. I have like 20 something posts on my account. But when I do rarely post things, I do catch myself sometimes being concerned about, you know, who's liking it or who's commenting. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Or even who's seeing it.
Like, why do I care about this?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. This doesn't mean anything. Like, in the grand scheme of things, if anything, this is just a negative influence in my life. I've wanted to delete it so many times.
Yeah.
I have deleted it before. You've like asked me, hey, you deleted your account. And I'm like, yeah, I just don't want it right now.
Well, yeah, I've done that too. Yeah. I had deleted my Facebook, my Snapchat, my Twitter.
Yeah.
I kept my Instagram just to keep up, because, you know, you do share things with people and whatnot. And then I got this account and I was like, all right, well, I guess I need my Facebook back, my Twitter, you know.
Yeah.
So I kind of...
And your account really does require you have those things too, especially...
Well, it's easier if you have Facebook, because even though Facebook... We look at Facebook now and we're like, okay, we enjoyed it when we were young.
Yeah.
And then now you're kind of like, okay, an older demographic kind of took it over. But Facebook is actually one of the one places that it's easier to gain... followers and publicity, because it's so easy for people just to hit the share button.
That's true.
It's so easy for them to hit the share button rather than someone going into your page, your Instagram page, and then they have to repost it or post it to their story or something. They're just hitting the share button.
Yeah.
So with the Instagram, I have it linked to my Facebook where it just shares everything that I post anyway.
That's true. And it's also easy with Instagram and Facebook because it's the same company too.
Yeah, exactly.
Once Facebook
bought
Instagram.
You could do it on Twitter too, where it just posts, but if you were to click on the link, it like brings you back to Instagram.
I think Twitter is actually the worst out of all of the social media accounts. Not in terms of the content, but just the way people care about it way too much, the things that they're tweeting.
Well,
and it's so...
I agree and disagree. Mm-hmm. I agree because it's not really monitored.
No.
It's kind of like free and open.
But that's also tough. It's tough because I also respect that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the few companies now that are like that. Facebook, everything is pretty monitored. Instagram, everything is pretty monitored. And then you have Twitter, which is just like...
It's free reign.
Yeah.
It's chaos.
You can do whatever you want on there.
Dude, same with that and Reddit, but Reddit's, Like one of our friends literally just... he doesn't like tweet anything. Like original, he just waits for, like, he's a big sports fan, so he just waits for people to like post stuff and he'll just go after them in the comments. And like some dude like from like Mississippi at like 2 a.m. at night. And he'll text me like, dude, look at me going back and forth, this random guy. I'm like, bro, you two are
silent. I have gotten into Twitter fights about sports and stuff like that before. I will admit. I really just retweet things. I don't actually tweet anything original anymore. I deleted all my tweets. I think that Twitter's tough because, well, one, it's got that 140 character limit, which I don't like.
Wait, I thought they increased it.
Oh, isn't it? Is it? Oh, is
I'm
it,
not sure.
Maybe it's 280.
I think it's doubled. I think they increased it to 280.
Yeah, I don't know. It's good for news because you get those constant updates. There's constantly things trending. It's quick. I mean, you can't always trust everything. Same with Facebook with what's trending. But I think that Facebook is probably, other than the advertisements, the least offensive in how it affects people. But Instagram and Twitter are kind of neck and neck, in my opinion, on how negative they can be.
Yeah, but I feel like Twitter, you know what you're getting into.
That's true. You do.
You sign up and then it's kind of like in the terms and agreements, it's like, all right, are you prepared for this shit show?
Yeah.
And then you go, yeah, okay, let's bring it on.
I know JR likes Twitter a lot more than me. You could run the Twitter page for it. We don't have one for Monmouth County memes.
I don't think we should.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's necessary.
I deleted the Overheard New Jersey Twitter. I mean, it just, I wasn't going to keep up with it. I could barely keep up with the Instagram one. So yeah.
Twitter's tough because I think it's one of those pages where you're not going to do insanely well on Twitter as somebody like us. Yeah. You have to have a celebrity or some sort of following existing to do it. We do have the following on Instagram, but it doesn't. Well, look at Colleen. She's got 180,000 followers on Instagram. She's got like a couple thousand on Twitter. It doesn't translate. It's a totally different community.
But she does it for content.
I know.
She
uses Reddit really primarily, and Reddit is the best for getting content.
Yeah. We have a Facebook page. We got to really work on it, though. Yeah. I really made the Facebook page for content because I would go on there and see some stuff, and I would be able to message people saying, "Hey, could we, you know, collab on this or whatever?" But yeah, we really got to work on that because it is connected. Like we can literally just whenever we post on Instagram, it goes right to Facebook. So that's just easy right there. So.
We've kind of skipped. I think we're at the last question technically.
Are we, because we already talked about, the stuff unhealthy for with kids and whatnot. So obviously, you know, we're talking about like memes and stuff like that. You're not really, I would call you part of the NJ meme game. You know, you're in our group chat or, you know, our lovely group chat that you comment in so much. Sometimes I have to tell Mark, like,
you got cool
and chill. Yeah, sure.
You're way too active in that account.
Me and JR never comments, like, ever. He's usually like, dude, why do I just read past all these? Like, I want this time back in my life.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. Mark's very big in there.
He's not.
You know, what do you think about like that stuff? I think it's like fun to have, you know, this community friendship. You know, who knows if we're gonna do like I always joke about, like, we're gonna do like a meetup with all of them.
It would have to be like at a Chuck E. Cheese or something, right?
Yeah, not gonna lie, some of the other
a very public place.
Yeah, very and public Max, place, a lot of people,
and Max will need to shave his mustache.
Yeah,
like they're all in high school still.
Yeah, a bunch of
yeah, it's weird.
We're the old, you're 23.
I'm 23.
So you guys are the same age than me. Colleen's 22, right?
She's 22, going to turn 23.
So Colleen and I are the same
age. So we're like, we're the old, and wait, didn't they, like, when we were talking about, like, who's who, like, they call her the queen. What did they call your page? Like, the dad of?
Yeah, I have no idea. I was just like, yeah, I'm sure.
Whatever.
I mean, the funny thing is,
That's because for a while I had in my Instagram bio, I put future DILF of the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
I love that. I
thought it's hysterical. I mean, not that I want to be on the Real Housewives of New Jersey, but stay at home dad sounds pretty nice.
It does. I mean,
you were just complaining about people not wanting to. Oh shit, can't say that. Not wanting to work, but now you want to stay at home.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to make my money and then stay at home. That's the goal.
That's true.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
That's true.
Like, guys, I don't know if we're really gonna do. We could a few of the other. We want to have a few of the other meme pages on the podcast, but Mark is definitely a funny guy, so we wanted him on as the second one for sure.
I was just thinking about I'm funny.
There was something I was gonna say about a little, because a bunch of the other meme pages, I don't know if they added, I think I added you after, but like the smaller meme pages added me in first. I'm just the guy here. And they were like, you know, I'm just going to do like a little kid voice. They were like, oh my God, like, you know, Monmouth County Meme's in. He's at like 8,000 followers, something like that. And I was like, hey guys, you want to see something cool? And I added Colleen in. Okay. And I was like, I added her. And I was like, yo, please make me look cool. I texted on this out. I was like, please make me look cool. Just say something. She was like, hey guys. And they were like, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah, they went crazy.
They went crazy. I think you were in there. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's just a cool thing. I said, I don't answer it so much. It's more JR.
It's just, I like to joke with them because they are so young and it's like funny because I can't relate to them at all. But yeah. I will say, like, they'll talk about serious things and I'll respond with like a really distasteful meme.
Yeah, they make me feel old. Like they write like this, I don't even know what it is. It's like SK.
It's the VSCO talk. Like, and I, it's VSCO stuff.
Yeah, they're,
I'm just like, I don't know what that is, but okay, guys, cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad you like it.
So now I assume it's time for the final question game, which you guys saw with Colleen last week. It was really funny. You know, me and Jared asked Mark questions back and forth. Once again, we didn't send these to him beforehand. So,
but if he did watch the podcast, he might know most of them already.
You're going to
know
a few. Some of them. I kind of stopped towards that.
Dude, what do you mean? Oh, he only watched the first 2 minutes like everyone else. No, we're gonna post the highlights of that video. You'll see it, whatever. But so how do we want to do this? You want to go first?
I'll go first. Last time? First question. I already know the answer to it. Taylor Ham or Pork Roll?
Taylor Ham.
Disgusting.
He's a North Jersey guy. Can't deal with this. And now the next question. You're just going to break our little heart here. Does Central Jersey exist?
It does.
Oh,
wow.
It does.
See,
wow.
I usually why do you think it doesn't exist because I know it goes against the grain and people hate that. So that's usually what I go for.
Okay.
It exists. And then you have people that DM me and they're like, oh, of course it exists. What do you mean? I don't live here. I'm not saying you don't live here. I'm just saying where the lines from North Jersey and South Jersey are drawn are different. Like, I'm not saying a place just evaporated, that I just don't think it exists. Yeah. That I'm just driving through nothing.
That's my favorite. It's like, well, dude, if it exists, then where do I live?
You live exactly where you live. Yeah. I just think that the line, like, if I want to be serious about it and say Central Jersey doesn't exist, I would say the Monmouth County line, like above Freehold there, and then south would be South Jersey. And then anything like above, which I think is like Elizabeth, would be north.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, real quick, like just looking at me and JR, like you obviously know South Jersey north. Do you think we're more like North Jersey-esque or South Jersey-esque?
I don't know.
Just like
it's a tough
people.
Question. It's a tough question to ask.
Probably like South Jersey.
Like the thing is, like us around here, like we're Giants fans. Like I feel like we got more of a New York influence type. Okay. But you know, like the whole like I don't know. Like we don't have any like sort of like New York accent or like
we don't have any accent. You don't either though. So
but you know, and you live very close there. But like the South Jersey people sometimes have like the Philly kind of accent, like. I'm trying to think of like, you know, some of the stuff they say, but like, you know, I don't know. I think that's why it does exist. So we're glad you did say that.
Max totally ruined the rapid fire because we're,
but it's still, it's a 20 question.
Better pizza, New York or New Jersey?
New Jersey. I haven't tried Connecticut pizza, but I hear they have the best pizza.
I don't believe that.
So
I have eaten pizza in Connecticut. It's okay.
Didn't you go to like a Sabaro or something?
No, my entire family lives in Connecticut. I used to go there all the time.
New Jersey over there.
What is your favorite beach to go to in the entire state?
Spring Lake.
That's beautiful. A good choice. Beautiful. Stone Pony or PNC Bank Art Center? Have you been to either?
Nope.
No, there you go. What's your favorite concert venue in the state?
Prudential, I guess.
Prudential Center. Okay. We don't know if you watch these movies, but do you like Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
Let's go. Two straight.
Marvel. I do like DC too, though.
Marvel movies are better, except for like the Dark Knight Batman movies.
They haven't. Yeah. Okay. So if you were going to go by movies, then the Dark Knight would be like one of the
best.
Tops. Yeah.
He thinks Winter Soldier is the best comic book movie ever, which I vehemently disagree.
Captain America is the best.
We're not going to talk about it. It's not a trilogy. What's your favorite bar spot to go to?
So many bars everywhere.
DJs?
Where? Like North Jersey?
Anywhere.
South Jersey?
Anywhere. Anywhere you
like
prefer.
Hoboken. Hoboken's nice. I don't really like the bar scene anymore. I know. I feel like I'm 60, but I like going to like a restaurant bar where it's a little quieter.
No, I agree.
And you could actually sit at the bar, talk to people.
Any specific places that you prefer?
Del Fresco's in Hoboken, probably. Good service, great staff. Food's decent. Drinks are good.
Cool. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, I've never...
Pier 115 in Edgewater. That's good. Nice city views. Del Fresco's has nice city views, too. I don't know. Pretty much anywhere in Hoboken is decent.
When we come up, we're going to have to try them out.
Definitely.
So if you could only listen to one album for the rest of your life, I'm going to give you a lot of variety here. Would it be Born in the USA or Born to Run? Obviously, Bruce Springsteen.
I would have to choose neither.
Okay.
Then, yeah, well, then what's just your favorite, what's your favorite album?
Album of all time.
One album? I would do like Billy Joel's Greatest Hits.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Yeah.
You'd be on the side of that one guy when I made the Bon Jovi, the North, South, and Central Jersey all agreeing that Bruce is better than Bon Jovi. He's like, Billy Joel's better than both of them.
Yep.
Like, okay.
But I agree.
I was like, totally, but that's not the question.
When I drove to school, like in high school, I would listen to that album every single day on the way to school.
Yeah. No, I love Billy Joel, so I can't disagree. Favorite TV show?
That's a tough one. Probably The Office. The Office is a classic, probably because I feel like I live it every day, but... That's beside the point.
So Xbox or PlayStation?
Xbox.
See, now I wrote X. I wrote this question. I said X Bone, Xbox One, but he didn't say it.
I'm not going to say that because I'm an Xbox guy myself.
Yeah. So. See, I had both, but I feel like Xbox is so much better.
Thank you. It is.
And then I don't see it much now. I mean, I do play a little every now and then.
Yeah.
But like the trash talking back then was amazing.
Yeah. It's still, for the first time ever, the new Call of Duty, I play on PC, but it's cross-compatible. This is the first time in years that the trash talking is good again. It's like Modern Warfare 2 level.
Well, I didn't know that. See, I had headphones for it and everything, but I didn't know that in the settings. I must have turned it off. So I was just playing games, but like by myself, like didn't really hear anybody, and I figured it out, and I would hear all the trash talking, and they were trash talking about me, and I was like, oh, there you go.
I miss it. I can't even get mad when people say things.
No, it's nostalgia. Amazing.
It's great. I love it.
Yeah.
Favorite mall in New Jersey?
Riverside Square Mall, if that's the name of it, in Hackensack.
Never heard of it. Have to go.
Yeah, we're not.
It's a small store. They just redid some of the department stores and that layout of it, but I mostly like shop like at Bloomingdale's and like, so
yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, we're not well traveled. Clearly,
no, nope.
We gotta leave Montana.
Not
County,
in the state
dude.
Of New Jersey. Nope.
Wow. What's your favorite tri-state area sports team?
Yankees.
That's a good choice. How do you feel about putting pineapple on pizza?
No.
No, I'm indifferent. I've had it. It's not the worst thing in the world. But
it's not the worst. But like, you could have definitely picked a better option.
Absolutely.
What do you get on pizza?
Yeah.
I'll do plain pepperoni, barbecue chicken, buffalo chicken.
Yeah.
You get like a black truffle pizza is amazing.
I never had that.
What's that? Like chalk?
No, it's like all truffles are chocolate, Max.
Dude, it sounds like a chocolate pizza. I'll do that.
That's delicious. I know like one spot that's like amazing for it. A good like oregano balsamic. Goat cheese pizza is good.
Thin crust?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you rather be able to fly or teleport?
Teleport.
Ooh, okay. So now most people would pick fly.
Yeah, but then again, like, are you flying? You got to watch out for, like, planes and shit and birds.
That's
and
true.
You get...
What if you accidentally teleport inside of a wall?
If you can teleport inside a wall?
Like what if, like, you're teleporting and you get, like, stuck in a wall or something like that?
They're
like,
you make you'd be able to teleport out, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I don't know if I teleport inside a wall. That's pretty fucked. I hope someone comes and saw me out.
Yeah, you'd be screwed.
Yeah.
So if you could live anywhere other than Jersey, where would it be?
Not Jersey?
Like, money's not an option. Like, no object. Like, you just live somewhere else.
It's a tough one. I would like to say leave the United States, but that's not realistic for me. So probably like Miami or something.
Yeah. South Beach. Let's get
it. Yeah.
What's your favorite like throwback middle school song?
Ooh. I don't know. I have to think about that.
Yeah.
Anything like Jay Sean?
No. I have one in my head, but I can't really say it.
You can just sing it if you want to. That'd be fine.
I
don't think
I could sing it either. Because it's the first one that came to mind.
Like anything T-Pain, am I thinking?
T-Pain, yeah, that's a good one. Buy You a Drink.
Yeah. Didn't Colleen say that too?
Yeah, no, yeah. She said what? Pitbull, a song by Pitbull. I'm trying to think which one.
Yeah, but
one.
I think she said Buy You a Drink,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that was one of hers.
What's the one that you don't feel like you can say? What is it? We'll bleep it out if it's that bad.
All right, the first one that came to mind was R. Kelly, Ignition.
Oh, yeah. That was a good song.
That's a throwback. It is. Yeah.
Wow. You know what? You must hate women. How dare you say that?
Yeah, clearly.
No, it's one thing to have, it's no, you know what? It's one thing to have liked the song in the past. I don't listen to it anymore. I used to love that song. I did.
I mean, it's the first song that came to mind. What do you want to do?
Yeah, right? Remix to Ignition was a good song.
Do you know that song, like, Do What You Like Want? It's Lady Gaga and R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Like, R. Kelly's part in that is pretty good. I just went on, like, Apple Music, and they took, like, his part out, and, like, they put another singer in for him. And I literally, guys, I have to go to YouTube to find that song now. So it's like, if I'm working out, like, I have to go through all this effort. I pay for Apple Music. All right, dude. Yeah. Like, this kind of service.
How dare you even listen to that song? You hate women too.
Yeah, I hate women too.
Spotify over here.
I have Spotify. I have that, SoundCloud.
I don't know. If I were to go off of, like, my Spotify year in review, I guess I listen to a lot of Kanye West. I don't know how that happened. I think it's because every time, like, an album comes out, I'll just hit, like, add to, like, my... like save songs.
Sure.
So then it just filters through when I like listen to it. But yeah.
Okay. What is your you know, if you had to eat one meal for the rest of your life, like that's all, like breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's a tough one. One meal.
Like that you'd never get sick of ever.
Steak. Steak. Yeah.
Little filet.
Yep.
Max skipped a question. Favorite musical artist of all time?
Oh, yeah. It is.
I know you like artist. Billy. I know you already like Billy Joel, but.
Yeah. I don't know. Jim Croce is pretty good.
He is.
Yeah. I would say Jim Croce right now. That's what comes to mind.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Time in a bottle, right?
In a bottle. Walking back to Georgia. New York's not my home. Some of the songs.
Okay.
I Got a Name. That's another one too, right?
What?
What's that one song? I've Got a Name or something.
Something like that.
Something like that.
So if you had to pick between obviously Bruce Springsteen and Bon Jovi.
I'd pick Billy Joel. Yeah.
Okay. They're not. And on our next podcast, we're going to have
Billy Joel.
Yeah.
All right. Favorite county in New Jersey. Think carefully about this one.
Dude, favorite county?
If you say Bergen, I swear.
I mean, I'm from Bergen County. I feel like I have to pick Bergen County.
You can say Monmouth.
If I'm not in Bergen County, then I'm either like in Hudson County or Monmouth County.
Yeah.
That's usually where I am. So one of those three.
So we take number two at least.
Yeah.
I didn't say necessarily in that order, but yeah, probably Bergen County first.
Okay.
Because I used to go to Bergen County a lot for one of my like exes and stuff, and that drive up.
It's harsh. Going I mean, Bergen oranges. County is massive. I mean, even to go around the whole county, it takes forever.
Yeah. Especially with traffic and things like that. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, traffic is definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, that's all the time we have for the podcast today. We want to thank Mark for joining us on the second ever MCM podcast and for sharing with us more about Overheard New Jersey, as well as his thoughts on the world of social media. Follow at Overheard New Jersey on Instagram to check out more of his content.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah. I mean, Mark, before we kind of end this, I just want to say you were really one of our first friends that I made through this page. Like we were writing back and forth in the summer about like, you know, our goals for you know, the followers and things like that, which was just crazy. Just thinking about, you know, our account's like 7 months old now. You know, I really, you know, one of the funny things is that us going back and forth, Colleen was too cool to write me back. You were cool enough to write us back, Colleen. That's not a jab. We love you. All right, keep doing your thing. You know, we really wish your page the best in the future. Just keep putting out funny content because, you know, we laugh our ass off when we really see it. So just let us know when you're free so we could step foot in that American Dream Mall because I really want to go.
You know, we'll somehow put all of our money together to pay for one parking
for one parking car. Slip. Yeah, definitely.
You know, it took like 2 decades to build. So I just want to see this thing, man. It's just, it's on basically as old as us now.
Yep.
So yeah, just thanks for coming on, man.
Thank you guys.
And thank you everyone for watching. Come back every other Friday for a new episode of the MCM podcast.